It's often noted that human beings can survive weeks without food, days without water, and seconds without air. But we can't exist one moment without hope. We require hope to cope. Hope keeps your soul alive. And as a pastor who stood by the bedside of hundreds of people as they took their last breath, I've seen firsthand that hope is the last thing people let go. I'm Rick Warren, and this is Daily Hope.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, Why is Life in This World So Hard?
Guys, you married a sinner, and she married a bigger one. And so you're not going to have a perfect relationship. You're going to have problems in any relationship. Now, Solomon mentions this too. He says, you know what? In Ecclesiastes, he said, I've looked out and I've been watching people in the world. You know what I've discovered? They're not nice to each other. People don't treat each other kindly. People misuse each other. People abuse each other. People lie to each other. People fake each other out. People are phony in their relationships. People wear masks. They cover up. They abuse. They take advantage of each other. And all of these things, and they hurt each other, sometimes intentionally, unintentionally. Why? Because nothing works on this planet, because sin broke it all. When we don't follow God's will, it causes damage. And he says, we have all these messed up relationships. Why is it so easy to mess up a relationship? It causes pain. Because we don't follow what God says to do. Look at this verse, Ecclesiastes 4:1. I saw all the people who were mistreated here on earth. And I saw their tears. And I saw that they had no one to comfort them. Now, how did it get so messed up? Well, again, you go back to the first couple, to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve rebelled. And when they said, we're going to do the one thing that God said not to do, it not only disconnected them from God, it disconnected them from each other. Now, listen, you cannot have intimacy, the kind of intimacy God wants you to have with your spouse, without intimacy with God first. When you're disconnected from God, there's no way you're going to be fully connected the way God meant for you to be as a husband and wife. It is interesting to me that when Adam and Eve got disconnected from God by blowing it and sinning, what's the first thing they did? They made clothes. They sewed fig leaves together. Now, how does that happen? How is it that being disconnected from God disconnects me from you and causes me to want to cover up? How is it that when I'm out of whack with God, all of a sudden I'm out of whack with you and I want to pretend and cover up my faults? How is it that when I'm out of whack with God, I am ashamed of my sexuality? How is it when I'm out of whack with God, I don't really want you to see the real me? I don't want to be exposed and I don't want to be vulnerable, because if I'm not right with God, then I cannot be right with you. And so we cover up. And we sow fig leaves. What's your fig leaf? You got one. And it's the way you act and the attitudes that you have, it's emotions that cover up the things that you're most embarrassed about or most afraid of in your own life. Notice this verse. It says in Genesis 3, they suddenly felt ashamed of their nakedness, so they strung fig leaves together to cover themselves up. Out of whack with God, out of whack with other people. Genesis 3:10, later God says, what are you guys doing? You're wearing clothes. Adam says, I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Sin always makes you defensive. Sin always makes you distant. And sin always makes you demanding in a relationship.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Why is Life in This World So Hard? From our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Number 5, financial and vocational difficulties. Sin has damaged this area too. He's damaged the area of your finances and the area of your career. Sin has done that. How do economies get broken? Oh, it's real simple. By ignoring the biblical principles of finance that God has said in His Word. God has given us the principles for money management in the Bible. They're very clear. We've covered them many, many, many times. The principle of accounting, keep good records. The principle of spending, budget your spending. The principle of saving. The principle of giving and tithing. The principle of investing. The principle of being satisfied with what you have. I could go on and on. There are many, many principles of finance in Scripture. When you and I ignore them and we do not delay gratification and we think, I got to have it now even though I can't afford it, and you spend what you cannot afford, you're going to get in debt. And all of the economic problems we have that the government can't seem to put together or agree on is because of irresponsible living. Spending money we didn't have. And not obeying God's financial principles. Now, here's what he says in Ecclesiastes. Here's a terrible thing I've seen in the world. People save up their money for a time when they may need it. And then they lose it all. Some bad deal or bad economy or bad market. They lose it all in some bad deal and end up with nothing left to pass on to their children. That's because the world is broken financially too. And then in life, work is not meaningful. It's not purposeful. It's not satisfying because it's broken. Look at the next verse. I hated life because the work I did under the sun was meaningless to me. Because I just felt like I'm getting up, punching my time card. It was meaningless to me. So I turned in despair from hard work. It was not the answer to my search for satisfaction in this life. He said, you know, I thought if I just make a really good career and I succeed in my career, then I'm really going to be satisfied. He goes, that didn't satisfy me. It's broken too. Guy told me one time, he said, you know, Rick, I climbed the ladder of success. And I got to the top. But when I got to the top, I realized the ladder was leaning against the wrong wall. And I had wasted all that effort on something that didn't matter. Number 6. The 6th area is spiritual discontent and darkness. Spiritual discontent and darkness. There are not only emotional, relational, financial, vocational, physical consequences to ignoring what God says. But there are spiritual consequences. There's discontent and darkness. Have you ever felt like, you know, I feel like God's a million miles away. I feel like I'm praying and he's not listening. My prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. I don't feel close to God. Well, of course you don't. Here's why. Isaiah 59, up here on the screen. Your iniquities have separated you from your God, because God's holy. And your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. If you feel far from God, Guess who moved? God didn't move, but you moved away by saying, I'm going to do my thing, be my own God, call my own shots. I'm not going to obey what the Bible says. I know what the Bible says, but I'm going to do what I want to do. And you move away from God, and then you wonder why God feels distant. And then you start searching, and you start looking for God in all the wrong places. And a lot of people don't even know they're looking for God. They call it happiness. I'm looking for happiness. I'm looking for peace. I'm looking for security. I'm looking for fulfillment. I'm looking for meaning and purpose. What they're looking for is God, and they don't know it. And they still haven't found what they're looking for. Job says it like this in Job 6, here on the screen. I'm like a caravan, lost in the desert, searching for water. Because I haven't the slightest idea where I'm headed, where I'm going. I'm in the middle of a dry desert. I don't know which way I'm going, and I'm thirsty. And you start looking for all kinds of things to quench that thirst, looking for God in all the wrong places. And what does it do? It leads to more darkness and more discontent and more discouragement. The next verse says this. They have refused for so long to deal with God. And they just keep putting it off. I'm not going to deal with God. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they have lost touch, not only with God, but with reality itself. And friends, if you don't believe that, turn on the television. A lot of television has lost total touch with reality. They're not only out of touch with God, they don't even know what life's all about. They haven't the foggiest idea what life's all about. They're spinning around in circles, making little tiny things enormous issues. They're majoring on the minors. They don't know what life is all about. And they are out of touch, and they're in the dark. Now, friends, that is not a pretty picture, what I just shared with you. And when I see that picture of what sin does to the world, do you know what it makes me want to do? Hate sin. You know the problem today? We don't hate sin. We laugh at it. We think it's a joke. We think it's a comedy line. If you don't believe me, go home and turn on HBO and any comedy show, and half the comedy is going to be making fun of things that are wrong and laughing about drug use, sexual promiscuity, all kinds of sexual innuendos, immaturity, immorality, making fun of people who are trying to do the right thing and celebrating the wrong. And we laugh at it like that's funny. Friend, when I hear about something that causes disasters and deformity, death and decay, distress and disappointment, relational distance and discord, financial and vocational difficulties, and spiritual discontent and darkness, that's not a laughing matter. If you want to know how bad sin is, you look at the cross. Jesus, with his arms outstretched, says, this is how bad the sin is. I had to die for it. Now, that's not a pretty picture. That's why you need a Savior. Because there's no way you can undo all this damage in the world, in your family, or in your own personal life by yourself. You need a Savior. If you didn't need a Savior for all of these things, believe me, God wouldn't have wasted the time sending Jesus as your Savior. He sent you to save you and to begin the restoration process in these six areas. I don't know if you noticed it, but this is the basis on which I'm building Decade of Destiny. Because what we're going to do, if you'll hang in with me over the next several years, we're going to talk about the restoration process for restoring physical health and emotional health and relational health and financial health and vocational health and spiritual health, restoring the damage that sin did in these areas, these six areas of your life. That's what Decade of Destiny is all about. Because Jesus came to restore that which was lost, to free us, to forgive us, and to save us. It's not a pretty picture. Now, we're in the dark, he says. We're just totally in the dark. So what do I do? Well, there are two things you need to do. Number one, you need to accept. I need to accept Jesus as my Savior. That's the starting point. Now, in the weeks ahead, we're going to talk in detail about the answers to how to get along in a broken world. But the first thing I've got to do is I've got to accept Jesus as my Savior, because he's the only one who can help me undo some of the damage on this side of heaven. John 16, verse 33, Jesus says this: In this world, you will, circle will, not might, not could happen, you will, you can count on it, you will have trouble. But, he says, take heart, I have overcome the world. And in the next few weeks, I'm going to teach you how Jesus helps you overcome the world in all of these areas that have done damage in your life. You got to accept Jesus as your Savior. The second thing I have to do is this: I must follow his light. I must follow his light. Because a lot of times I'm in the total dark about what I should do with the damage that's been done in my life. You know, one of my favorite vacations, a number of years ago, we did a family vacation. We went up to Montana, and Kay and I, and we went down to Yosemite, or Yellowstone, and had some fun. But right there in the corner of Montana is a little-known national park called Lewis and Clark Caverns. It's an underground caverns. I love this place. I think it's better than Carlsbad Caverns. Carlsbad's a little too commercial for me. Lewis and Clark Caverns is still very rustic. You climb up this mountain, and then you go down this little shaft on hundreds of rickety stairs. And you're just walking down, down, deeper, deeper, hundreds of feet underground into the earth. And we got down in the middle of this, one of the big caverns, hundreds of feet below, and they said, we're going to show you what total darkness really looks like. Because most people have never seen total darkness. And so they turn out a couple of the lamps that are there, and it's flat out pitch black. I can hold my finger like this and I can't see it. Kind of spooky. Total darkness. And then the park ranger lights a match and lights a candle. And that one little candle, all of a sudden you go, okay, maybe we are going to get out of here. Has a little bit of hope. A little candle in the darkness gives me hope. It's not a big light, but it's a light. And then he turns on his flashlight and he says, follow me out. Now, what do you think I'm going to do? Go this way? Unless I'm an idiot, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow the guy who's got the light. If I'm in the dark, I'm not going to say, I don't need you, Mr. Ranger. I'm going to figure my own way out of this mess. No, I'm going to follow the guy who's got the light. That's the only rational, reasonable, logical thing to do. Last verse, John 8:12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we look at the world and we are disappointed so much of the time. We're disappointed in the events of life. We're disappointed that things don't go the way we want them to. We're disappointed with other people. And yeah, we're disappointed with ourselves. Help us to realize that this is not your plan. This is not your goal. But that you want to restore that which was broken. Now you pray. In your heart, say, Dear God, I admit that I have rebelled against you. I've done things that I wanted to do instead of what you wanted me to do. I've gone my way. I've gone days without even talking to you. And I've been disconnected from you, so I'm disconnected from other people. I have sinned and transgressed, and I've hurt other people. And nothing works perfectly in my life. I ask you to work on these areas in my life. I Jesus Christ, I affirm you once again as my Savior. Just say that. Jesus, I affirm you once again as my Savior. If you've never asked him to be your Savior, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to become my Savior today and restore physical health in my body, emotional health in my feelings, relational health where there's distance and conflict. I want you to work on financial health in my life. And I want to have a healthy career and job. Most of all, I want to be spiritually healthy. I want to be connected to you. I don't want to walk in darkness anymore. Jesus, you got the flashlight. You are the flashlight. So I accept you as my Savior, and I want to follow your light as best I know how. I pray this in your name.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org or iTunes.com and download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Every day, there's a spiritual war raging all around you. Now, in order to effectively fight this war, you need to be equipped with knowledge of the tactics Satan will use to try to trap you. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick teaches how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to influence us: passions, possessions, and position. If you expect to win the battle against temptation, it's critical that you know how to fight the predictable ways Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. So just go to rickwarren.org today to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I think Ephesians 4:18 in the Message paraphrase just nails it the way many people live their lives today. It says, they've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch not only with God, but with reality itself. You know, you look around and that seems to be the case everywhere. In schools, in businesses, in government, in Hollywood, in every area of society, there are people who have so lost touch with God, they've also lost touch with reality. And for them, good is bad and bad is good. But you know, when you get closer to God, His light reveals the reality of sin. And in the light of God, we can see that sin causes emotional distress. It causes disappointment. It causes relational distance. It causes discord. Sin causes financial difficulties, and it causes physical decay, even deformities, even death. But most of all, it causes our disconnection from God. Jesus said this, in the world you will have trouble. Jesus was a realist. But he said, take heart, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. Now notice, Jesus didn't say you might have trouble. Jesus says you will have trouble. You can count on having trouble because we live in a broken world where nothing works perfectly. But here's the good news. Jesus says, take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus can do what I can't do. Jesus can do what you can't do. He can fill the empty spaces in your life. He can guide you through those tough times. That is a promise that Jesus intends to keep and he will keep. Let that encourage you today. I'm Rick Warren, and be sure to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.